The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's April 5th, 2024.
Very important question for you, John.
Okay.
Munchies. You know, Munchies. The party mix?
Yeah, delicious.
Okay. What is your order? You have the Sun Chips.
Yep.
Pretzels.
Yep.
Cheetos. Yep. And Doritos.
Yeah. Okay. Pretzels first. Pretzels
No, they're not.
Pretzels are the greatest. Pretzels are the greatest thing ever invented.
Okay.
Then you go to Sun Chips. Sun Chips, just as delicious. Then you go to Cheetos, and if you're still hungry, you'll eat the Doritos. Doritos are not my favorite, and they do something to them in the Munchies mix. Like, they're not Dorito Doritos.
That is true. The Doritos don't quite taste right, but right? I think they're still delicious.
I think it's just because they're not marinating in that Dorito dust.
Dust.
Yeah. What's your go-to if pretzels aren't first?
Well, pretzels are so last that I wish that they forget them when they put them in the bag.
Oh, that's... What are your other three, then?
So, Sun Chips first.
Okay.
Then the weird Doritos.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Then the Cheetos.
Okay.
And then, like, if it's just me and my husband eating them, I always offer the rest of my handful of pretzels to my husband and also say, should I just throw these back in? Like, is it okay now that I've touched these and my hand has warmed them?
I'm starting to notice that you're a basic chip person. Because, like, if Cheetos and pretzels are at the end of it, they're kind of like obscure chips.
They're so dry. Like, when you think about eating a pretzel, doesn't your mouth just ask for water?
It's because you don't like the salt. Is that what it is? The salt and, like, the breadiness?
And the hardness pretzel? Of it. And, like, as you're eating it, it's just like, oh, let me just suck all the saliva.
So what would you replace the pretzel with if you had to choose one other thing?
A Ringolo.
Huh?
Ringolo? How do you say that? Is that, am I saying it wrong?
A Ringolo?
Those little... round.
You mean a hoop?
You call them hoops?
They're called hoops. Yeah, there's literally the Fritos hoops.
No, they're also called Ringolos if they're made by Humpty Dumpty. I'm not crazy here.
I thought you were trying to say arugula at first.
Yeah, I would put some lettuce in there. Absolutely.
Spinach. A French couple have been found guilty for keeping too many cats in their apartment. Now, when it comes to keeping too many pets in an apartment, how many would you consider a lot?
I mean, I already think probably three is too many pets in any place. So okay. I'm going to guess in an apartment, for their judgment, five.
Okay, so five is a lot of pets. How many do you think to be arrested for it?
Oh, probably 15.
15, yeah. I was ballparking like 20, maybe 30. 30 seems pushing it for an apartment. I mean, where do they have space for these cats?
What do you do with 30 cats?
Well, the number of cats they were keeping in this apartment. 159.
Where?
Just around. They lived there
just
with the cats.
Around. Like, they would have to have multiple levels of cat scratchers and stuff so that the cats had somewhere to go that was, you know, like, if you had 159 cats in an apartment, would they not all just be on top of each other?
Oh, they had to have been. And where do they poop? I mean, you can have 159 litter boxes, but 159 cats, they're going to use at least two.
Oh, so stinky. And then where... Did the people live in there too?
Yeah, the people live amongst the cats.
Where did they sleep? Where did they eat? Did they just have like stomachs full of hairballs themselves? There's some codes out there that if you're not a worker at a place, you might not know what they mean.
Okay.
So I'm going to quiz you, okay?
Okay.
If you're on a cruise ship and you hear over the PA, Oscar, Oscar, Oscar. What do you think they're saying?
Okay, they're screaming some guy's name three times. Somebody fell off the ship.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Man okay. overboard, they're saying. Man okay. overboard. Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Okay, which Vertigo. Is weird. Why would you not just say, hey, there's some guy fell off the boat?
I think because they want the staff to be able to go, like, try and save them instead of everybody running to go look and see.
Oh, okay.
Edge, you know? Nora over a PA system in like a large shopping center.
Missing kid?
No. So let's say I need Nora at Bootlegger. I need an officer right away.
Oh, okay.
That's an acronym. Okay. The Disney ones I really liked.
Okay.
So if you hear that there's a treasured guest at a store, what do you think they're saying?
Okay, it's Disney. They always have to be polite. I think they're going. I think they're going the opposite way. I think Treasured Guest is a little jerk.
Yes, it's an unruly person.
Okay.
A protein spill at Disney.
We all know what a protein spill is. Right?
You think?
Yeah, vomit.
You're right. Wow, yeah. John, you're really good at these.
Of course it is.
Okay, how about this one? White powder alert at Disney.
Steph.
Okay, I would have guessed that too, but that's not correct.
Okay, if it's not that. Oh, what? It's ashes.
Oh my gosh, John.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. Wow. WestJet has a new tier that you can pay for if you want some features.
Some features? So it goes lowest, then some features.
Well, the thing is, they have, you know, your regular base fare seat, and then you can get the Econo, and then you can get the Econo Max, and then you can, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like they add 1 inch of legroom per tier.
Yeah.
But now they're saying not only that, you're going to get on the plane sooner and priority in the overhead bins. So you get to make sure your carry-on is above your seat. This is part of what you're paying for.
Oh, I've been on many a plane in my life. I have never, ever seen a problem with storing stuff in the overhead bin.
Me either. Like, every once in a while, you have to store it three rows back than where you are sitting.
Yeah.
But usually if I see an opening, I just put it there because I don't need anything in my carry-on.
Yeah. Also, boarding first, is that a big deal to people? If they were like, okay, we can absolutely give you certainty that you'll board for your exit first, then I'd be like, okay, maybe.
That's a good thing to say. Yeah, exiting first is far more important. Boarding first, I'd rather not be on a hot, stuffy plane longer with everybody hitting my elbows. Come on. Earlier this morning, we were talking about munchies and the bedmas, the order of operations that you eat them in.
Yeah.
And I am Sun Chips, Doritos, Cheetos, pretzels, and you are?
I'm pretzels, Sun Chips, Cheetos, Doritos.
And I would love to leave the pretzels in the bag. Like, they're not my favorite. But in the States, they have kind of the same thing as munchies, but it's called Gardettos.
Gardettos. Oh, I like that name a lot more than munchies.
You would probably even like it a lot more. It has these special things in them called rye chips, and they're like garlic salted. They are the best part of the bag. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
And so Gardettos has actually made a thing called the special request bag, and it's just rye chips.
Okay, so they bent at the knee to their consumers.
Yeah, they were like, you like this? That's okay. Here, let me help you. And then what my husband does is he buys a regular bag of Gardettos and all the bits and bytes in there. And then he pours a whole bag of special request so that nobody is sad that they didn't get enough rye chips in their handful of party mix.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, for me, a special request would be that Munchies would come out with a bag without pretzels in it. Be like, thank you so much. You're so thoughtful. Sun Chips, Cheetos, Doritos, call it a day.
So you wouldn't want anything to replace. Three seems like not enough for a Munchies.
Okay, fine. We could put the Ringolos / Hoops in there.
There you go.
What would you do?
I would get rid of the Doritos, and I wouldn't replace the Doritos with another chip. I would just want actual Doritos.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Would you add extra pretzels?
Yeah, 100%. The pretzels are the best part of the entire Munchies bag.
Now, you have a little bit of a leg up here, John.
Why?
Because you don't even have to get them to do a special request bag of pretzels. Like, you could just buy a bag of pretzels.
Yeah. That's true. Steph, today's a good day.
It is?
It is. I got my GST money. Okay. Money.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you. I'm not sure what I'm going to spend on.
Oh. Is it like a lot of money? Can you spend it on a couple things?
In this economy, I could probably spend it on three.
Oh, okay. Do you have some options?
I do. So I did the math. Okay. Steph, if I were to go to McDonald's after this show.
Oh, dear.
I could buy exactly 8 Big Mac meals with the money.
All right. So you could buy 8 things.
Yeah, but I mean, like, not non-food things.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know how many fries come in a box of fries? Probably 100.
Oh, yeah.
So,
800. That's 800 fries. Supersize me.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas on what I should spend it on? Don't say savings account. Don't be my mom right now.
Okay, I'm going to avoid the savings account, which I usually would say. You're right. I am an old lady with a great retirement fund. No.
Humble brag.
What about, like, I don't know, some shoes that you would never buy yourself? You know, like when it's a bonus money like that and it feels so good to be like, I would never purchase this for me. But since I got some free money, why not some Doc Martens?
I don't think Doc Martens go for the amount of money I got.
Oh, dear. Okay. Eight Big Macs? That sounds good. Let's go back to that.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.